AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everybody, welcome along to this William Hill Racing Preview, looking ahead to day one of the 2015 Cheltenham Festival. And we can hear from champion jockey AP McCoy, who's got a good book of rides today. He's on board the reigning champion hurdler Jeski in the big race as well, and he joined Luke Harvey before racing today, and let's get his thoughts, starting with the 130, which is the supreme novices hurdle, a great run for the novices over the extended 2 miles, and AP takes the ride on Jolly Allen. Let's hear his thoughts in the opening race.
Jolly Allen has done well. He was second the last time to Garde Victoire at Sandown. Hopefully can improve for that on better ground. Obviously Duvan is the talking horse that everyone in Ireland is talking about.
He's got to improve, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's got to improve. But you know, if he's one of William Mullins' leading lights, then that's a fairly high recommendation. So Duvan's going to be very hard to beat. Lamy Surge has probably achieved the most of the English runners, if you like, having won the Tolworth. Of the others, I say Jolly Allen hopefully has a good chance. Kiwi's a horse that I won on at Newbury. He's definitely not without a chance either. And there's a few others of William Mullins, of Sheehan's Hill and of E.C. O'Ville, who had big reputations as well. But look, it looks like Duvan will take a lot of beating, but hopefully if one does beat him, it'll be Jolly Allen.
OK, and on to the second race then, the 205, which is the Racing Post Arkell Challenge Trophy Chase, a grade one over 2 miles, and Undersaw, hot favourite for the race for Willie Mullins. AP is in action as well. He takes the ride on John Ferguson's Three Kingdoms. So let's hear AP's thoughts on this year's renewal of the Arkell.
Undersaw, is he unbeatable?
Look, there's no such thing as a horse that's unbeatable. Better horses than him have got beaten, but he's got very solid form. He was very good in Leopardstown last time. Seems to have got his jumping pretty much together. It was a bit unlucky when he fell the first time, but was a very good hurdler, taking well the fences. Of the others, Vibrano Valtat is obviously the main danger.
He's turned his career around, hasn't he?
Yeah, seems to have improved a lot. Is a much more willing horse, if you like, and seems to he's got the best form, I think, of the English horses. You know, a few of the others on the show is already beaten, so Vibrano Valtat is probably the one that's going to put it up to him. I think Three Kingdoms I'm riding's got a good each way chance, but on the show is going to be very hard to beat.
The 240 is the third race. This is the Ultima Business Solutions Handicap Chase, a grade three over 3 miles and 1 furlong, wide open as well. We've got 24 of them. AP's on Pendra, and let's get his thoughts on the 240.
Our third contest looks impossible, but Pendra's been here, run well here before.
Yeah, he's got a good chance. He has had one run this season at Newbury. He was a little bit disappointing. He's had a break since then, had a few little niggly things. But he's in good shape. He was third here last year in the last race. So hopefully he can progress from that. Look, 3 mile handicap chases with 24 runners at Cheltenham are not easy to win. But hopefully he's got a very good chance. Of the others, Ned Stark won well when he won at Weatherby last time. Seems to be an improving horse. Druid's nephew was very good early on the season. Was a little bit disappointing in the Hennessy, but I think he's been kept fresh for here, if you like. And is a horse that's capable of improving as well. Those are the three main ones, I think, in the 3 mile handicap chase.
The 3:20, the big race of the afternoon. It's the Champion Hurdle Challenge Trophy, a grade one over 2 miles. Faheen is the short priced favourite at the top of the market, but we've got last year's winner in there in the shape of Jeski, a previous winner in the shape of Hurricane Fly as well. We've got the new one, who was arguably unlucky in last year's renewal, so a red hot renewal of the Champion Hurdle. Let's hear AP's thoughts there.
Jeski comes here as the title holder.
His form this year is probably as good as it was last year going into the Champion Hurdle. He might even have got a little bit closer to Hurricane Fly this year. Faheen is again another one of those talking horses, but at the same time he's walked the walk as well as talked the talk, if you like. He won 3 miles before he came here last year, won the 2.5 mile Neptune, went back to Punchestown, won over 2 miles, started off this year when Ascot and winning at Kempton, won the William Hill Christmas Hurdle pretty well over 2 miles. Look, he could be a very, very good horse, and the fact that Ruby has chosen him over Hurricane Fly says it all, really. But Jeski's got Champion Hurdle form. hopefully that'll stand them in good stead. Obviously, New One was a little bit unlucky, people thought, last year in the race. I think there's only the four of them. I hope it's Jeske that's going to win.
The 4 o'clock is the fifth race on the card. This is the OLBG Mares Hurdle, which was the David Nicholson Mares Hurdle. It's a grade one this year, and it's over 2.5 miles. It's the return of Annie Power. We've also got a Willie Mullins second favourite in the shape of Glenn's Melody, and an AP has no ride here, so let's hear who he likes for the 4 o'clock.
Annie Power, if she runs up to the more of that form, she's going to take hell of a beating, isn't she?
Yeah, she's the biggest certainty of the meeting, really. Yeah, I think purely on ratings and everything they've achieved. You know, no other mare in the Mares Hurdle has done anything like what she has. You know, the one little flaw, you might say, oh, she's had a little problem and she hasn't ran for a while, but I think she could run well below her best and be good enough to win. The obvious danger against William Mullins, the other one, Glenn's Melody, probably, is probably the obvious danger and the only danger. But I think the only danger is if she doesn't get around, really. I think if you want the horse at the Cheltenham Festival that's as good as Tanira, certainly, then it is Annie Power.
And the 4:40 is the penultimate race this afternoon. It's race 6 on the card, the Toby Balding National Hunt Chase. It's for amateur riders, an officer chase as well. And it's over 4 miles, so let's hear who AP likes for this real test of stamina. Let's get his thoughts in the 4-miler.
Again, it's going to be a tough race. Cause of Cause is a horse that ran well here last year when he was second, the Kim Muir, but has been a little bit disappointing since. But again, maybe the better weather and better ground might bring out the best in him.
Very would. I mean, he looked as though he'd gone until last time.
Yeah, he really, you know, he looked real lethargic early doors and didn't really show much life, but was definitely better last time at Nice. And looks, you know, he won the Albert Bartlett here last year with 3 miles, so he looks like a horse that's going to stay. And he's the obvious one, I think. You know, I think Very Wood is the obvious one. You know, obviously being favourite, he would be the obvious one, but he's got plenty going for him. And if I was to say that one might give him this run for his money, it might be Cause of Causes. There's a few others that Job is writing, yeah, that, but I think Very Wood and Cause of Causes are the two there.
And the 5:15 is the final race this afternoon. It's the Chaps Restaurant Barbados Novices Handicap Chase, a listed race over 2.5 miles. We've got a field of 20 going to post here. Bald Henry is the ride for AP here, teaming up with Philip Hobbs on the JP McManus owned runner. But it's going to be wide open. There's plenty in with chances. Let's hear who AP likes in the lucky last.
Final contest, you ride Bold Henry.
Yeah, he's a horse that it's a bit unlucky that I fell off him last time in Wetherby. Before that, he was a little bit disappointing here at Cheltenham, but before that, he'd won here earlier on in the season when Richard Johnson rode him. Was good. That was over 2 miles. Hopefully, the step up to 2.5 miles won't be a problem to him. Philip Hobbs' horse have been in great form all winter, and hopefully they can carry it on. But I hope he's got a very good chance of Generous Ransom. Of Nick Giffords won well here when he won last time, and looks a progressive horse and could be open to any amount of improvement. Thomas Crapper, Keltos was another one I think people fancied upon. He was probably one that Keltos might be one I'd be keeping on the right side of. Very, very competitive handicap. If I was thinking one, maybe Keltos.
So there you go, the thoughts of champion jockey AP McCoy on today's action at Cheltenham. Day one of the festival is but hours away, and what a day we have in store as well. We'll be hearing from AP all week. He'll be joining Luke Harvey every morning before the Cheltenham Festival, so do check back for the rest of the week. You can hear all of the action as well on William Hill's Racing Radio. We go live from 12:30 p.m. today with Dave Kellner, Lord John Budden and Mick Norton in the studio. We've got a fantastic day in store. Do tune in for that if you get a chance, and enjoy day one of the Cheltenham Festival.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.